We now turn to the scripture reading for today. It's in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 13.
是来自腓立比书第四章4到13节.
We will read this first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们首先是用英文读,
Philippians, chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Philippians 4:13. 和感謝將你們所要的告訴神。神所出人意外的平安必在基督耶穌裡保守你的心懷意念。弟兄們，我還有未盡的話，凡是真實的、可敬的、公義的、清潔的、可愛的、有美名的，若有什麼德行，若有什麼稱讚，這些事你們都要思念。 你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。你们向我向来就思念我，只是没有得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足。 这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样储备钱，也知道怎样储富，丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠那加给我力量的，凡事都能作。May
God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿神祝福阅读他和听他话语的人。
On this bright and beautiful morning, the message by Pastor Wilson Chang is The Peace That Passes Understanding.
今天一个清晨，美国清晨，全牧师为我们所讲的题目是超越头脑与知识的和平。
Thanks. How did Apostle Paul handle all his trouble?
保罗，使徒保罗是怎样的去处理他所面对的困难呢？
Well, in 2 Corinthians 1, Paul writes about a recent severe trial in his life.
在哥林多后书的第一章，他讲到他所面对的一些苦难。
And as you can see on the screen, he writes, the troubles we experienced were a great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
在哥林多后书一章第八第九节，保罗他这样写到，他说弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚西亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Next slide.You'll see in the same chapter, 2 Corinthians 1, Paul observes that God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
在同一章里面的第四节，保罗也说，他说我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
That means that if we want to discover how Paul himself faced all of his adversity, we don't only look at how he comforted others in trials and afflictions within the letters that he writes.
如果我们想知道呢，保罗他是怎样面对他在苦难当中所面对的时候，我们就看看在他的书信里面他怎样的去安慰那些在受苦当中的人。
And one of those places where Paul conveys a comfort to others is the text, our text this morning, Philippians chapter 4.
其中一个地方我们可以看到保罗他是怎样去安慰人的呢，就是在腓立比书的第四章。
Now we recently looked at Philippians 4, 8, and 9, and in the past we've looked at other parts of this passage.
咁我哋最近我哋都睇个腓立比书第四章第八至第九节嘅，咁我哋咧就睇到唔同嘅嘢。
But there's so much more here that we can benefit from looking at it again closer.
咁但系咧，其实呢段经文里边咧有好多好丰富嘅嘢，对我哋嚟讲都好有帮助嘅，所以咧我哋可以咧再继续去深入嘅去睇呢一段嘅经文。
You'll see this on slide 4. What is this peace?Of God.
咁喺呢度我哋讲到神所赐嘅平安究竟系咩意思咧
？Well, there are two things Paul tells us about it.
喺呢度保罗有两样嘢话俾我哋听。
First, I guess it's more obvious that there's an inner calm and equilibrium.
咁喺呢度讲到嘅就系有内里边嘅嗰个嘅平安同埋平衡。
As you can see on the screen, let me repeat verses 11 and 12. I have learned how to be content.In whatever circumstance, notice he repeats, I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, which is to say he's the same in one situation as in another situation.
咁佢喺呢度佢就话佢学识咗咩呢，佢话佢无论系喺边一个嘅境况都可以知足，呢个系佢已经学会咗㗎啦。
I hope you realize how strong a claim this is.
咁我希望咧，你可以喺呢度睇到咧，佢咁样嘅讲法其实系好强而有力嘅。
Remember Paul's circumstances?
唔知你记唔记得保罗佢系一个咩嘅处境嗰度咧
？We all want inner peace, but you and I are trying to get inner peace to face what?
我哋每一个人都想内心里边有呢个嘅平静平安。咁但系当我哋想呢一个里边内边有嘅平安嘅时候，究竟系爱嚟面对啲乜嘢咧
？Well, during a pandemic, answering that might be easier than in good times.
可能今日我哋面对疫情嘅时候，我哋要去回答呢个问题咧，会容易过咧。当我哋喺顺境嘅时候去回答呢一个问题。
We've been reminded by just about everyone that we face sickness, death, unemployment.Economic collapse.
我哋每一个人都系因为疫情面对叫我哋咧知道我哋面对疾病、死亡，或者系甚至失去我哋嘅工作，或者喺经济上边嚟到去崩溃。
We may be facing loneliness or despondency.
我哋或者会面对孤单或者系失望。
When not faced with a crisis, we're also concerned about things like competition at work or our difficult boss.
但是纵然就算不是在一些的危机当中的时候，我们都会面对不同的东西，就譬如好像在工作里面的竞争啦，或者一个很难相处的上司啦。
What might be foremost on our minds would be a family crisis, or our big social date coming up, or a lack of big social dates.
咁又或者系我哋屋企面对一啲嘅家庭里边面对一啲嘅危机，或者甚至系话啊，我要去面对一个嘅约会，或者系我冇约会。
If you're familiar with the life and ministry of Paul in the Bible, you know he was facing torture and death.
咁如果你係熟悉保罗嘅时候，你就知道佢所面对嘅就係一啲嘅折磨同埋死亡。
He's in prison, even as he writes this letter.
就算係佢寫緊呢封书信嘅时候，佢其实都係喺监狱当中。
Yet he's saying, I have learned the secret of being able to smile even in the face of death.
但是他终然是这样，他仍然可以这样讲，他说他有这个，他已经学识了这个的秘诀，就是就算他要面对死亡，面对这些困苦，他都可以仍然的微笑。
Look carefully at the verses on the screen, verses 11 to 12. Does Paul say, I can smile in the face of torture and death because I'm just that type of person?
当你睇睇见保罗去写呢两段嘅经文嘅时候，系唔系即系话佢咁讲？佢话啊，我可以喺患难当中，我仍然可以以笑嚟去面对。系咪因为我系一个好好捱得嘅人呢
？Does Paul say there, I'm just this tough, rough and tumble type of guy？
佢系咪话啊，我系可以我系好捱得嘅
？No, that would be a piece.That was just a natural kind of steely temperament.
唔係嘅，如果係呢種咁樣嘅平安咧，只不過係嚟自一啲嘅人，可能佢嘅性情係好剛硬。
We call that a talent. Talent is something that you're born with, or you're not born with.
如果我哋講嘅時候，有陣時呢啲就係話啊，有一啲人嘅才幹係點？咁才干其实就係有啲人佢生嚟就有呢啲才干，或者係冇呢啲才干。
It's like musical or artistic or athletic talent.
就好似有啲人佢係好有音乐嘅才能，或者係好有艺术嘅嗰个嘅才能，或者係一啲运动嘅才能。
Either you have the talent or you don't have the talent.
咁通常就係话你一系有呢啲嘅才干，一系就冇。
But Paul doesn't say that.
但喺呢度保罗佢唔系讲紧呢一样嘢。
He says, I have learned this. That's what he says. You see it right before your eyes in verses 11 and 12. He says it twice. I have learned this.
但系而家保罗喺呢度讲喺第十一、十二节喺嗰度讲到嘅，佢就话我已经学会了。佢讲咗两次，佢话佢学会了。
It means it's not natural to him.
对于他来说不是很自然的，不是很自然就有的。
The particular kind of inner peace of which he speaks is not natural to any of the rest of us either.
他所说的内里面的这个平安对我们来说也不是说是很自然是会有的。
And that's the first principle. You have to learn it.
第一个原则就是在这里讲到的，就是说你是要去学会的。
Just like the Apostle Paul, you and I learn it so that we have that equilibrium in any or every situation.
就好似使徒保罗咁样，你同我咧都系要去学识，知道先至可以得到里边嗰个嘅平安平衡。
The second thing, which is on the next slide, slide 5, is Paul tells us that this peace is not merely an absence; it is.A presence.
第二样嘢，保罗佢讲到嘅就系话，而佢讲到嘅呢一个平安，唔系净系话啊冇一啲咩嘢，而系有啲乜嘢同我哋一齐。
That's very important. It's not just an absence of fear that he's talking about.
呢个嘅平安唔系就系话哦， 我哋系因为咧系冇恐惧，所以我哋有呢个平安。
Paul is talking about a sense of being protected.
佢讲到嘅就系话，你系去感系感感受到嘅就系话，你系被保护嘅。
Now that doesn't come out as well in the English translation.
有阵时英文翻译出嚟可能都唔系咁容易可以睇得到。
If you can scoot back to verse 7, if you don't mind, George, if you could scoot back to verse 7, the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds.
在第七节那里他讲话，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
The Greek word translated in English, guard, means to completely surround and fortify a building or a city to protect it from an invasion.
咁喺呢一度嗰个希列字保守呢个字，当佢译翻到做英文嘅时候，其实佢呢个字嘅原意咧就系话系完全嘅被包围、被强化，嚟到去叫呢个城市咧系被保护，唔受外边嘅侵略。
If you have an army all around you protecting you, then you can sleep pretty good.
咁如果你有一啲嘅士兵咧，系四面嘅环绕住你，去保护住你嘅时候，你就可以好安心嘅去睡觉。
That's the idea behind that word in English, which is guard. It doesn't really come out well. It means fortify, guard.
咁喺呢一度就系、如果你净系睇英文guard 或者系保守呢个字嘅时候咧，你要知道佢嘅意思咧就系、是。是更加的完全的，就是说它是四周围的来到去环绕着去保护。
Paul in verse 7 is getting at a very important idea.
在第七节那里他讲了一个很重要的意念。
Today, when you read books or a website article on overcoming anxiety and handling fear, you know what they usually talk about? Removing thoughts.
咁今日如果咧有好多嘅书咧，佢讲到话你点样去面对忧虑啊、挂虑呢啲嘢嘅时候，佢好多时就话咧，你要将你有一啲嘅思维咧系除去。
Those articles, those books say, do not think about your troubles. Do not think about negative thoughts.
咁呢啲嘅书咧，佢教你就话咧，唔好去谂呢啲嘅困难、呢啲麻烦嘅嘢，唔好谂一啲负面嘅思想。
Those books and articles say, control your thoughts, expel the negative thoughts.
他说你要控制你的思想，你要将一些负面的东西去除去。
But here, we see the peace of God is not the absence of negative thoughts, it's the presence of Almighty God Himself.
但是你这里看见就是神所赐给人的平安是什么，他说呢就不是呢就、在你里面没有一些负面的思想，反之他说 是神是与你同在。
And you see that in verse 9, the God of peace will be with you.
我们在第九节那里的时候你就可以看见赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
I hope you see that Christian peace does not start with the ousting of negative thinking.
咁我希望咧，你睇到嘅就话，基督徒嘅平安咧，就唔系话咧将你里边负面嘅一啲嘅思想咧，将佢排除拿走。
Do that, you may simply be refusing to face how bad things really are.
如果你咁样做嘅时候，其实好简单嘅就话，你只不过系拒绝嘅去谂到有一啲嘅事情。是可以好差，是怎样差法。
Now that might be one way to calm yourself down by refusing to admit the facts.
没错，可能你去拒绝的来到去承认一些事实，可以叫你平静下来。
But beware, that's a short-lived kind of peace.
但是这种的平安呢是很短暂的。
Christian peace is different, it doesn't start that way.
基督徒的平安不是这样开始的。
It's not that you stop facing the facts. What you get is a living power that comes into your life and enables you to face reality.
基督徒的平安呢就不是呢说你去停止去不去面对事实。反之的就是你会得着一个有生命的力量， 嚟到点样嘅嚟到去面对。
You get something like what the Apostle Paul has that lifts you up over and through the troubles.
而好似保罗使徒保罗所讲嘅就话，你会得着嗰个能力咧嚟到去将你咧提起，帮你嚟到去经过呢一啲嘅困难。
Many believers, past, present, and I would include future, experience this peace of God.
好多嘅信徒喺过去，喺甚至喺将来，佢哋都经历过神所赐嘅嗰个平安。
It's not just positive thinking or willpower.
呢个唔系净系话系一个正面嘅一啲嘅思想或者系一个意志力。
It's a sense that no matter what happens, everything will ultimately be all right, even though it may not, at the present moment, be all right.
这个事就是说，虽然好像那些事在现在看起上来是好不好，但是我们知道无论有什么事情发生，一切的事都会是安稳下来的。
And in my experience, people usually break through to this kind of peace only in tragic situations, often in the valley of the shadow of death.
在我们的经验里面，其实很多的人去能够得到这种的平安，就是很多时候可能只是在他们在一些经历过一些 很悲惨的经验，或者是在他们的 低谷当中，死荫的幽谷里面的时候，他们经历到。
In other words, it happens in the midst of suffering.
那也就是说呢，他们是在他们的苦难当中，他们去经历到。
The Christian begins to know the peace that passes understanding.
在这里，基督徒他们经历到出人意外的平安。
Let me bring that point home to you with a metaphor of this biblical truth.
或者呢，我可以呢，再用一个的比喻跟大家讲，来到去展示这个圣经里面的真理。
If you checked your weather app or listened to the weather news recently, you know that there's a tropical storm coming up the East Coast.
咁如果你有睇天气嘅预告嘅时候，你会知道有一个嘅有一个风暴系会喺东岸嚟紧。
Have you ever been by the ocean right before a big storm?
你有冇试过喺风暴嚟之前，你喺一个嘅海洋嘅岸边呢？
The ocean waves are huge.
你会睇到咧，海洋嘅嗰啲波浪咧系好大嘅。
If there was rocky terrain by the shore, they would come in and hit. The sea would hit the rocks.
咁如果咧喺个海岸边咧系有一啲嘅磐石嘅时候咧，你会睇到咧嗰啲浪打埋嚟嘅时候咧，佢哋就会打落去呢啲嘅石度。
And sometimes the waves are so large that they cover over a huge, particularly big rock.
咁就算如果个浪系好大嘅时候，你会发觉咧，佢打到埋咧，就会将成个好大嘅嗰啲喺岸边嘅石咧都冚过嘅。
Miranda and I and two of our children had the pleasure of living outside of San Francisco for a few years.
咁喺好耐之前，牧师同埋师母去同埋佢两个嘅女儿咧，都喺三藩市嗰度西岸嗰度住过。
I remember standing by a shoreline park in the city of San Francisco, and the Pacific Ocean was rather rough that day.
咁咧，我哋咧嗰时咧都试过住喺岸边，一啲嘅岸边，我哋睇到有一次喺个大西洋里边打太平洋里边打过嚟嘅嗰啲浪系好大。
If you ever visited San Francisco in the summer, you know that it's cold. It's cold in the summer.
咁咧。有一次我哋系去到就算系夏天，我哋去到嗰度嘅时候，我哋发觉海岸边咧都系好冻嘅。
The beaches aren't crowded at all because you need a wetsuit if you want to go into the Pacific Ocean.
咁如果咧你要去到呢一个嘅太平洋嘅时候咧，你真系要着衫，因为好冻。
But I had this favorite spot. It was right by it was right in a park, right near a restaurant that overlooked this huge rock by the Pacific Ocean.
咁咧，我有一个地方咧，系喺一个嘅餐厅嘅旁边嗰度，嗰个位置咧，你会睇见咧整个嘅太平洋咧系点样嘅美丽。
And I saw this huge wave covering coming in and covering that imposing rock.
咁咧，我見到咧有一次，我見到一個好大好大嘅波浪打埋嚟，咁咧就將喺岸邊嘅一個好大嘅石咧都冚過曬。
But when the waves recede, the rock is still there as usual. It's still there. It didn't move an inch.
但係咧，當呢個浪咧退回去嘅時候咧，我發覺嚿石咧仍然係喐都唔喐嘅喺嗰度。
Of course, if a person was standing on top of that rock and that big wave came, they'd be swept out to sea.
咁如果有一个人佢系企喺呢个石头上面嘅时候，当呢个大浪一打埋嚟嘅时候，呢个人一定会俾啲浪冲走。
A person who feels the peace of God that passes understanding is like the rock.
有一个人如果佢经历到系神所俾佢呢一个出人意外嘅平安嘅时候，佢就好似呢一个嘅大石咁样。
And it's not like the person swept off their feet on top of the rock.
同企喺个盘嗰个石里边上面嘅嗰个人好唔同，因为佢会被嗰啲浪到去带走。
Do you see the metaphor, the illustration? No matter what is thrown at you, you know with God's peace, you will not lose your footing and go out into the depths of the sea.
你听唔听到我讲嘅呢个例子咧？即系话咧，如果我哋系有神俾我哋嘅呢一个嘅平安嘅时候咧，我哋就会系好似一个石头咁样，唔会似得好似系一个人企喺一个石上边，会系被带到落去呢个海洋嘅深处。
The Apostle Paul, of course, is the classic example here.
保罗其实系俾我哋睇到一个嘅佢自己嘅例子。
He's beaten, he's stoned, he's flogged.
佢俾人打，佢俾人用石头去钉，佢俾人鞭打。
He's shipwrecked, he's betrayed, his enemies are trying to kill him.
佢经历过沉船，佢亦都俾人哋背叛，佢亦都俾佢嘅敌人嚟到尝试要去杀佢。
There's wave after wave after wave.Coming over him.
一个浪一个浪一个浪嘅去打埋嚟佢嗰度。
Yet we see him still standing.
但我哋睇见佢仍然嘅能够系站立喺度。
He says, I have found a way to be completely poised under any and all circumstances.
佢喺呢度佢讲到佢话佢已经学识无论系喺咩嘅境况里面佢都能够系。是可以自足企到喺度。
All the waves of life could not break him.
无论是生命里面嘅咩嘢都唔可以叫佢破碎。
And he says in our Bible text, it isn't a natural talent of his.
佢喺呢度佢讲到话对于佢嚟讲呢一个亦都唔系一个好自然嘅一啲嘅才干可以咁样面对做到。
He learned it. That's what he says. He learned it. And you and I must learn.The God of peace, the peace of God, to have the peace of God.
佢喺呢度，佢话佢系学会咗。咁你同我都应该，我哋系点样嘅学会？睇到呢、这个经历到神所赐嘅平安。
You know the Christ of God, you can have the peace that passes understanding.
如果你认识到耶稣基督嘅时候，你可以得到呢一个出人意外嘅平安。
Now you'll see on your screen, that's the character of Christian peace.
这个就是基督徒那个平安的特征。
As we've just said, it's an inner calm and equilibrium, but it's also a sense of God's presence.
这个就是你内里面你经历到那个的平安平衡而也都有神与你同在。
It's an almost reason transcending sense of his protection.
就是说呢对于他的保护呢是超越过你可以能够去理解的。
And so the million dollar question is, if it's not natural, if it's something that you learn, how does one learn or find this kind of peace?
咁假如这个不是我们很自然能够得到而是我们要去学会的话，那我们怎样去学或者是去找到呢？
What are the disciplines for which you and I can develop this kind of peace?
咁有一啲咩嘅操练咧，系你同我咧系可以能够去有呢、这、一个平安咧？
Paul gives us a lot of advice in this passage on how you can learn it.
咁喺呢一度，保罗佢有好多嘅俾我哋嘅提议。
That doesn't mean he's giving you four simple steps to guarantee inner peace.
喺呢度佢唔系讲到佢话啊，我俾你咩一啲嘅。四个步骤来到去担保你可以得到这个内里的平安。
The peace of God is not something that you can manipulate by technique.
神所赐的平安不是说我们可以用一些什么技巧来到去操纵的。
As you'll see on the next slide, Paul speaks of at least three sorts of disciplines in which to engage in.
在这里保罗讲到有三样的操练我们是可以来到去做。
Those who do these disciplines, more often than not, find God's peace along the way.
咁如果我哋咧常常去做呢个操练嘅时候咧，我哋喺我哋嘅生命里边咧，我哋就会睇经历到咧，揾到神嗰个嘅平安。
So the first is Paul mentions the discipline of thinking.
咁第一个嘅操练，保罗佢讲到嘅咧，就系佢话去思考。
That's what I meant when I pointed out in verses 8 and 9. He says, I have learned. He's thinking. Discipline of thinking.
咁喺腓立比书嗰度，四至八节嗰度，佢讲保罗佢讲到，佢话呢啲事我都会学会啦。咁喺呢度佢讲到咩？佢话佢有啲咩嘢系思念嘅。
In fact, he makes it absolutely clear in verses 8 and 9.
咁喺第八、第九节嗰度，佢好清楚嘅讲出嚟。
He says, brothers.Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, think, he says, about such things, and the God of peace will be with you.
咁喺呢度，佢话弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，又有什么德行，又有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Now, don't misunderstand Paul here. When he uses the terms noble and right, you might think that Paul is merely recommending inspirational thoughts, high in inspirational thoughts in general.
咁喺呢度，保罗佢所讲个哦，一啲咩可敬嘅、公义嘅呢啲嘢，佢唔系讲到话咧，系一啲咩高超啊，一啲发人心省嘅一啲嘅思一啲嘅嘢。
But scholars of Pauline literature tell us that's not the case.
在这里有一些研究保罗的文学的那些学者 说保罗不是这样的意思。
You see on the screen, he's not referring to general loftiness of mind.
在这里他不是讲到一些很崇高的一些的理念。
Rather, the Apostle Paul is referring to the specific teachings of the Bible about God, sin, Christ, salvation.
在这里保罗他所指导的就是一些很具体在圣经里面关于神、关于罪、关于基督、关于救恩的这些的教训。
Paul is referring to teaching in scripture about the world, human nature, God's plan for the world, the plan of redemption, of salvation.
在这里保罗他所指导的就是说到在圣经里面的教训关于到这个世界、关于到人类关于到神对这个世界的计划就是说到那个救赎的计划。
Paul also uses the word logizomai, and that describes how we're to think about these things.
在这里保罗他也用到一个字叫 logizomai, 这个字就是说我们要怎样的来到去思念或者思想这些事情。
That Koine Greek word is an accounting word, somethingthat sometimes is translated in the King James Version to reckon, to count up.
咁呢一个希腊嘅字咧，佢嘅意思咧就系话好，就系好似系喺一个人哋会计学用嘅字咁样，就系话去估算、去计算、去数算。
And you'll see this on the next slide. Paul is saying, if you want peace, think hard, think long about what the core doctrines.Of the Bible.
咁喺呢度，佢讲到佢话，保罗话，如果你想得到呢一个嘅平安嘅话， 你就要用心的来到去思量，同埋呢去諗圣经里面嗰个中心嘅教义系乜嘢。
Did you notice the contrast? This is so completely different than what you'd find if you go to Amazon.com or a bookstore and go to the section on anxiety, worry, and dealing with stress and look at those books.
嗱，呢个保罗嘅咁样嘅讲法咧，系完全咧系好唔同嘅，同你即系当你入咗一个书室或者去 Amazon 嗰度去到嗰、那个睇啊有咩关于忧虑啊。焦虑啊、压力啊、点样处理压力啊呢啲咁嘅书嘅时候咧，佢哋嗰啲书里边所讲嘅嘢好唔同嘅。
None of those secular books would say, "Are you stressed, unhappy, or anxious? Let's start dealing with that by asking the big questions of life."
咁冇一本书咧，佢哋会咁样同你讲话，哦，你系咪面对好大嘅压力？你唔开心，你有好多忧虑咧 ？OK， 咁如果系嘅时候，或者我哋就开始问一个好大嘅问题，就系乜嘢系人生嘅意义啊？
Those books aren't going to ask you what's the meaning of life. What are you really here for?
或者系话你喺呢度系你喺呢个世上有咩原因咧？佢哋唔会问你啲问题。
Those experts aren't going to ask you what is life all about. Where have you come from and where are you going?
佢哋唔会问你话究竟生命系为咗啲乜嘢嘢咧？或者你系紧喺边度嚟？你将要去边度啊？
Those books aren't going to ask you, what should human beings spend their time doing?
或者是说人应该怎样的来到去用他的时间、过去的时间呢？
No. Contemporary books, you know what they do? Go right to relaxation techniques.
这些书他不会这样跟你讲的。这些书他通常讲什么呢？就是说、你怎样的能够可以呢有一些技巧来到去放松你自己。
They talk about the need of a work-rest balance.
或者呢，是讲到你怎样在工作和休息里面你要有一个平衡。
They would tell you every so often, go to the beach, look at the shore, look at the surf.
那他呢，会很多时候他会告诉你，如果你有时间的时候呢，你应该去个沙滩那里，去看一下岸边，看一下浪。
Every so often, go to the mountains, sit by the lake.
或者呢去到山上面，或者是坐在一些的、湖边。
Just bracket out worrying and thinking about things. Don't think about them.
咁呢将你所忧虑嘅嘢呢就唔将佢哋除去，唔好諗呢啲嘅嘢。
Or some of those other books will give you thought control techniques.
或者呢有一啲嘅书呢就会话俾你听呢有咩技巧呢能够可以呢去控制到你自己嘅思想。
Talk about advice about dealing with negative thoughts and emotions, guilty thoughts, and so forth.
咁咧，佢咧就会俾你一啲嘅方法咧，技巧咧，就话啊，你点样可以咧去处理你一啲负面嘅思想啊，或者系情绪啊，或者系一啲有罪疚嘅思想啊，咁样。
Let me ask you, why don't those contemporary books on stress and anxiety and worry, why don't they tell you to respond to it?As the Bible says, do deep thinking about life.
点解呢啲现代嘅书，当佢教人哋去面对压力同埋忧虑嘅时候，佢哋唔系好似圣经咁样同我哋讲咧，话我哋要系去思考、去思想深一啲我哋生命嘅问题咧
？It's because Western secular culture is perhaps the first society that operates life.Without any answers, no answers to those big questions.
因为西方的世俗的文化呢其实他们是第一个的社会呢他们就是当他们要去面对生命的时候他们是不会去看到他们是没有对于这生命的大问题呢是没有答案。
Secular worldview says if there's no God, we're here essentially by accident.
他说呢如果是没有神的时候我们在这里只不过是意外地在这里。
And when we die, we're only remembered for a little while.
如果我们离开这个世界我们死了的话它只不过是被纪念可能一段很短的时间。
Eventually, in this worldview, the sun will die and all that has ever been done by human beings will come to nothing.
咁喺佢哋咁样嘅睇法嘅时候，佢哋话一日当呢个太阳都去消失嘅时候咧，人喺呢个地上面所做嘅所有嘅嘢咧，都会系归于无有。
That's why the secular books that people look at that want to deal with stress, that's why they don't talk about why we're here or the big questions of life.
因为当佢哋咁样谂嘅时候，所以当佢哋去睇嘅时候，佢哋唔会问呢啲大嘅问题，话点解我哋会喺呢度啊？生命系乜嘢嘢？
Instead, they advise you to not think. Don't think so hard. Just relax. Find experiences that give you pleasure.Relax.
咁所以佢哋俾人嘅提议就系，即系话唔好再谂咁多呢啲咁嘢，你就系放松咯。你去做一啲攞一啲嘅经验，叫你自己系去做一啲嘅嘢，系叫你自己开心噶咯。
And the Apostle Paul says Christian peace operates in almost exactly the opposite way.
但系使徒保罗佢喺呢度讲，佢话基督徒嘅平安咧，同世俗嘅讲法咧。是完全是相反的。
And you'll see this on the next slide. Christian peace comes not from thinking less. It comes from thinking more. More and more intensely about the big issues of life.
他说呢，基督徒的平安呢，是不是说你不要想那么多，不思念思想那么多的东西。他说反之是要更加的去思念多，思想多一点，还有更加强烈的，去看到生命的大的问题。
Paul gives a specific example of this in Romans 8:18.
就好似保罗去俾到一个好直接嘅例子，就系喺罗马书八章十八节佢咁样讲。
And there you'll see again the same word logizomai.
咁喺呢度亦都用到同一个嘅字，就系 logizomai 呢个字。
And he speaks directly here in Romans 8 to sufferers.
咁喺罗马书第八章嘅时候，佢系直接同一啲受紧苦嘅人讲嘅。
And he says in Romans 18, and this is from the King James version, I reckon that's logizomai. I reckon that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that shall be revealed to us.
罗马书八章十八节佢讲，佢话我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀。就不足介意了。
Reckon or logizomai is to count up, an accounting term, right? Count up accurately. Don't whistle in the dark. Consider.
在这里讲到我想或者是那个英文的 reckon 或者是 logizomai 那个字呢，意思就是说呢，是很准确，很小心在这里估算，在这里数算。
Logizomai means think it out.Think about the glory coming until the joy breaks in to your heart.
他说你在这里思念将要来到的那个的荣耀，直至到在你里面你经历到那个的喜乐。
I know what some of you are going to say. You're going to say, well, Wilson, you're talking about doctrine, but what I really need is comfort.
那可能呢，有些人呢，他会在这里他会说，牧师你现在所讲的都是一些教义，但是我需要的是一些安慰。
Well, you got to think, because did Jesus pass through the heavens to come to earth to die for you and rise again for nothing?
但是在这里你应该要想一下，耶稣基督他不是来到这个世界上，他也都去为你经过了，经过了死亡，来到去给到你平安。
Did Jesus die and rise from the dead and now has ascended into heaven to the right hand of God the Father?
耶稣基督他不是死了，然后他也都复活，然后升到去神父神的右边呢？
Did Jesus endure infinite suffering for you on the cursed cross so that someday he could take you to himself and wipe away every tear from your eyes?
耶稣基督不是在这个十字架上面为你来到去忍受了这些苦楚，而一日他也都会将你带到去他那里，抹去你每一个的眼泪。
If all that doctrine is so, then there is in knowing him all, repeat, all the comfort in the world.
假如在这里他所讲到的这些所有的教义里面的东西都是真的时候，咁样如果你知道呢啲嘢嘅时候，唔系一个好大嘅安慰咩？
If not, if none of these things are true, then we're just stuck here 70, 80 years until we perish.
咁如果呢啲嘅嘢唔系真嘅时候，我哋就会系喺呢个地上面活七十年、八十年，然之后我哋就死去。
And then this present life would be the only happiness you'd ever know.
咁而呢个喺地上里边嘅嗰啲喜乐，好似就系你唯一可以知道。
And you don't have to live too long to know there's a lot of misery in the world.
但系我哋相信，我哋都知道喺呢个世界上面其实有好多苦难，有好多哀伤。
Life would be it.
咁生命系咪就系咁咧？
And so if some trouble or suffering takes that happiness away, you're lost. You lost that forever.
咁如果有一啲嘅困难或者有一啲嘅苦难将你嘅喜乐带走嘅时候，咁你就永远都失去咗呢啲喜乐啦。
Either Jesus is on the throne ruling all things for you, or this life is it.
除非耶稣基督在你的生命里面来到去掌管一切，否则你的生命就是这样的了。
Do you see what the Apostle Paul's doing?
在这里你看不到使徒保罗他所做的事呢？
He's saying that if you're a Christian today and you have little or no peace, it may be you're not thinking.
在这里保罗他说到，假如你今天是一个基督徒的时候，但在你里面只是有很少或者是没有这个平安的时候，那很可能就是因为你没有思念思想一些东西。
And this is on the next slide. Peace comes from a disciplined thinking out of the implications of what you believe.
在这里他讲到他说平安是来自一个你很有操练的一个的思想，然后就是去思考你所信的东西对你有什么东西的应用。
I can't get more practical than that. That's why you ought to study Christian doctrine, doctrines of the faith.
所以这件事是最很实用很实际的了，就是你要去学习什么是基督徒的信心的教义。
Because that piece comes from an intentional occupation of a high vantage point.
因为呢个平安是来自于呢，就是我们能够很刻意的去拿到一个从高处望下来的那一点。
I've used this illustration before. There's nothing more thrilling than climbing up some high point on a high mountain.
咁我以前都用过这个例子的了，就是呢，当你去爬山，爬到去山的最高点的时候，你看到的东西是会带给你很大的兴致的。
After the climb, you turn around.And you view from there all the terrain that you have just traveled.
咁当你去到个山嘅高点嘅时候，你拧住你回头去望四周围你所走过嘅嗰啲爬过嘅嗰啲山路。
You see up high, you get a better perspective. You see the relationship of the area that you just made the climb in.
喺呢个高处里边嘅时候，你就睇见你头先爬过嘅山，佢哋系点样嘅连接起一齐。
You see the creek that you cross, the foothills, the town from which you have journeyed from.
你睇到你曾经经过嘅一啲嘅小溪，或者系一啲嘅山脚，或者你甚至经过过嘅一啲嘅小镇。
And your up high vantage point gives you perspective, clarity, and a sense of beauty.
当你喺呢个高处望落嚟嘅时候，你就睇见唔同各方面嘅嘢，你会睇得更加清晰。
And that's what Paul is calling you to do today.
保罗今天就是叫我们这样做。
Think. Realize who God is, what he has done, who you are in Jesus Christ, and where history is going.
他说你要去思考，认识到神究竟是谁，去做神为我们做了什么事。而你在基督里面又是哪一个，历史会将它去到哪。
Put your troubles in perspective by remembering Christ's troubles on your behalf.
当你去看你自己的苦难，你的困难的时候，你将它放在从基督的角度用一个角度去看看， 基督去点样对去经过苦难，为你嘅缘故去经过呢啲苦难。
Remember all his promises to you and what he is accomplishing.
去纪念佢所俾你嘅应许同埋佢所成就嘅工作。
Let me put it to you in a more starker way. There's a stupid piece, and then there's a smart piece.
或者我再用一个更加强嘅方法嚟到去表达我意思。有一啲嘅平安系一啲愚昧嘅平安，平安有一啲嘅平安系聪明嘅平安。
The stupid piece comes from refusing to think about the overall situation.
一个愚昧的平安是怎样，就是说你去拒绝的来到去想想你整个的处境是怎样。
That means you can just pop a cork, open a bottle, sit under a tree, and not think.
那如果是你这样想法的时候呢，你就会是怎样呢，你就会去可能应该开一个酒樽，喝你所喜欢喝的酒，然后呢你就会去坐在一棵树下面或者在一个沙滩那里。然后就尝试乜都唔好
谂。It's saying that if you're a Christian, you can think about the big picture, and as you do, you're going to find God's peace.
但保罗佢话到，如果你系一个基督徒嘅时候，你就可以去思想呢啲大图画，去谂呢啲嘅嘢。当你咁样做嘅时候，你就可以去揾到呢个真正嘅平安。
And if you say you're a Christian now, and you have no peace at all, it may be that you're not thinking.
咁假如今日你系一个基督徒，但系你系完全冇呢个平安嘅时候，有可能就系因为你好简单嘅啫，你唔去思考。
You're not pondering, chewing on the truths of the gospel.
因为你冇去思想，同埋嚟到去咀嚼喺圣经里边嘅嗰啲真理。
Again, there's so much more in this passage about knowing God's peace.
在这段的经文里面有很多的东西是讲到怎样认识神所给我们的平安。
But let me, because my time is ending soon, let me put what Paul's saying here in the context of his entire letter to the Philippians.
这样呢，我没有很多时间讲，那或者呢，我会在这里就讲，在整个的腓立比书里面，究竟保罗佢想去讲到嘅系啲乜嘢嘢。
If you're familiar with this letter to Christians in Philippi, you know that here in our text, Paul's summarizing everything that he's been trying to say.
咁咧，其实喺呢度保罗佢就喺总结咗佢喺腓立比书里边佢对嗰啲腓立比人所讲嘅嘢。
Saying to the Christians in Philippi that they and we should let our whole life be dominated by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
咁佢喺呢度，佢同腓立比嘅基督徒，亦都同我哋今日咁讲，就系话到我哋嘅生命系应该被耶稣基督嗰个福音嚟到去成为我哋生命嘅主导。
And he's saying, then all will be well with you, despite the particular problems you face.
佢话如果我哋咁样做嘅时候，纵然可能我哋面对紧我哋生命里边一啲好特别嘅问题，但系喺我哋里边，我哋会有呢个安稳。
Paul's very clear in the letter to the Philippians. He's saying the gospel is not something which you just add to your life.
咁喺腓立比书边，佢好清楚嘅讲到，佢话福音唔系有一啲嘅咩嘢，我哋外加或者我哋加喺我哋嘅生命里边。
He says rather it's something that should entirely dominate your life.
他说这个福音应该呢就是是完全的来到去主导我们的生命。
And we make Christianity some kind of addition to our life.
假如我们是将基督教是成为我们生命的一些加上去的东西的时候。
And that is very dangerous.
是很危险的。
See, the New Testament teaches everything that the gospel controls, it controls the whole of life.
在新約那裡很多的地方都講到，他說福音是要主導控制我們的整個的生命。
And that means all of our thinking must be subjected to and made captive to the Lord Jesus Christ.
咁亦都即系话咧，我哋嘅思想同埋我哋所有嘅嘢咧，都应该咧就系降服喺基督嗰度，系被基督啊去将我哋嘅心意系要去夺回。
Our thinking and our doing are to be controlled by the gospel.
咁即系话咧，我哋嘅思想同埋我哋所做嘅嘢，都系被呢个福音嚟到去控制。
And Paul says here, these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do likewise.
咁呢度就好似保罗佢所讲嘅话，佢话呢啲嘅嘢就系你喺我里边嗰度去学习到、领受到、听到同埋睇见嘅。咁你哋要咁样嘅去行。
You see, the Christian life is a new life.
基督徒嘅生命系一个新嘅生命。
Christians have been changed by God Himself at the core of your being.
基督徒佢被神嚟到系喺佢哋嘅心嘅心诶，整个嘅深处里边系被改变。
The Christian life is not merely a modification of your natural life.
基督徒嘅生命唔系话系你自然嘅生命嘅一啲嘅改装。Pastor Wilson, I lost you, I guess. I cannot hear you.
Yeah, he Kelly, he, for some reason, he fell off.
He got disconnected? Okay.
Yeah, he got disconnected, so we'll just wait for him to come back. Apologize, everyone. We're just waiting for Pastor Wilson to rejoin back.
Okay.
I guess that's good that I've been cut off, right? So I gotta end. Abruptly, right? Let me end with 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's on slide 11. Thanks for your patience. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
喺哥林多后书五章十七节讲，佢话若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So, you see there, it doesn't say you're an improved or renovated creature. You're a new creation.
咁佢呢度咧，佢讲到咧，我哋唔系一个咧被改善或者系咧好似。装饰过嘅另外一个嘅装饰过嘅人，佢话呢度我哋系一个新嘅人。
So when anything's new, There's a difference.
是不同的。
And so I hope you put into practice today what Paul's been discussing.
咁我好希望咧，今日保罗所讲嘅嘢咧，我亦都能够实践出嚟。
Practice, do, learn, think about the truths of the Bible.
我哋去实践，我哋去实行，同埋我哋去学习圣经里边嘅真理。
I can't say this enough. Nothing's more dangerous than to be content with a mere superficial acquaintance with God and His law.
没一样嘢系比呢一样嘢更加嘅危险嘅，就系我哋净系喺神嘅话语里边，好肤浅嘅嚟到去认识。
You must practice the faith, or you can't expect the God of peace to always be with you.
我哋一定要去实践我哋嘅信心，如果唔系神嘅平安，我哋唔会经验到。
Think, but also, as verse 6 says, thank the Lord.
咁喺第六节嗰度，佢亦都有讲到，就话我哋要去感恩，感谢神。
Verse 6 says, don't be anxious, but make requests to God with thanksgiving.
佢喺呢度佢话应该因为挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你哋所要嘅告诉神。
You see, thanksgiving is put over against your anxiety.
佢喺呢度去用感恩嚟到去摆喺我哋，当我哋话我哋系有挂虑、忧虑嘅时候。
Let me end with this. You know, it's a little counterintuitive what he's saying. Thanksgiving is put over against anxiety.
在这里当我们讲话我们用感恩来到 去对抗我们那个挂虑的时候，好像是很违反我们那个自然的那个直觉。
We would expect the Apostle Paul to say first, you make your request to God, and then, if you get your request, you thank him.
我们可能很直接的会想就是说到，哦，可能是叫我们去求神，当我们得到我们所得到的东西的时候，那我们就去感恩。
That's not what Paul says.
但在这里保罗他不是这么说。
He says, you thank him in verse 6 as you ask before you know the response.
他说你在这里你去感谢神，然后你去祈求，是在你知道那个祈求的答案之前你就已经去感谢。
That is practicing faith.
这个就是实践你的信心。
Do you know him? Have you found him to be by your side in these troubling days?
你认不认识神呢？你在你所面对的这些这么多困难的日子里面，你经不经历到他在你的身边呢？
Is God the Son Jesus with you during illness, disease, trouble, unhappiness?
神的儿子在你疾病，在你有困难难过的时间的时候，你经不经历到他在你身边呢？
The Apostle Paul says, do these things that I've just mentioned to you. And if you do, God will indeed be with you always.
保罗他叫我们做他所提议给我们的事，他说当你这样做的时候，你会很确实的常常经历到神就在你身边。
Father, thank you for the comfort of your word. Grant us the peace that passes understanding today.
天父，多谢你俾藉着你嘅话语俾我哋嘅安慰，求神俾我哋能够经历到你所俾我哋出人意外嘅平安。
Grant us all strength to think and to thank you.
加俾我哋力量，能够去思想同埋去感谢神。